America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me here today for another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by noted automotive journalist Paul Eisenstein, who has just landed in San Francisco and is standing by to give us his thoughts all about the recently concluded press days of the Detroit Auto Show. Also, coming up in this hour of the broadcast, we're going to say hello to one of our regular contributors, Mr. Mark Evans, ASE Certified Mechanic. We'll get his take on some of the auctions down in Scottsdale, Arizona. No doubt he's been paying attention to that, as well as some of the happenings in the Motor City. In hour number two, we'll be joined by an editor from Edmunds.com who will be telling us about his thoughts on some of the concept vehicles from Detroit and some other stories from Edmunds.com. In hour number three, we'll be playing a number of interviews that I did at the North American International Auto Show in Detroit, including an interview I did with CEO of Ram, Fred Diaz. Also, we'll hear from Jay Mays from Ford and a couple of others as well, a gentleman from Cadillac, and perhaps we'll also be hearing from the Corvette chief engineer. But right now, joining us live from San Francisco, where he just landed literally within the last half hour, is noted auto journalist, the publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, and frequent radio contributor to NPR, Mr. Paul Eisenstein. Paul, welcome to the program. Hey, how are you doing?
Good, Bob. Good to be with you. Thank you for making the time. I'm glad we're able to connect. I'm out here to go play with some cars, but there's plenty to talk about this weekend, what with the Barrett Jackson and, of course, with Detroit.
Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about the big news that I picked up at the DetroitBureau.com. They auctioned off the first Corvette for charity, something that they've kind of been doing a lot in recent years, auctioning off the first of vehicles. And the gentleman who picked it up paid a large price, to say the least.
Yeah, Rick Hendricks, who a lot of your listeners will know through his role with NASCAR, team owner, and, of course, he's a major dealer in the United States. Well, Rick just bought himself number one, VIN number 0001 of the Corvette C7 Stingray. He paid a cool $1.1 million. I believe that number does not include the additional fees that you have to pay when you win a bid. So he's probably actually going to be shelling out more than $1.2 million. Now, what's really impressive is that money will be going to charity. It'll be used to help fund the automotive design program over at College for Creative Studies in Detroit, where, if I'm correct, a bunch of the folks who worked on the C7 actually went to school.
Which is great news, and great news for the college, and great news for Rick Hendrick, and certainly a wonderful tax write-off for him as well.
And, Bob, by the way, before we forget, we should also mention that another Corvette went for $270,000, and that was the Corvette owned by GM CEO Dan Ackerson. It's a 1958 Corvette, a nice turquoise, a regal turquoise, I believe is what they called it. It was one of only about 510 in that color, and even fewer that had the unique removable hardtop, and that also will be going to charity. Dan Ackerson donated his car specifically to raise money for Habitat for Humanity, which is doing some great work in Detroit, not far from the GM headquarters at the Renaissance Center.
Oh, that's great. Let's talk a little bit about the impact of the 2014 C7 Corvette. The name Stingray has been resurrected. That's how important this vehicle is.
Oh, isn't that great news? What has it been, 35 years? Is that it? Since we had a, wait a second, 45
years.
I think it was, what, 1967 since we last had the Corvette name, Corvette Stingray name out there. And everything I can see says this car is going to deserve it. I just amazing when you look at the numbers. We're talking about 0 to 60 in under 4 seconds, 450 horsepower, 450 foot-pounds torque. But what I really like, Bob, is that this is not the old-style American interpretation of sports car. Because, yeah, we've had plenty of Corvettes with a lot of muscle and a lot of performance off the line. But everything I understand is this car is going to be one of those great handling vehicles. Incredible amount of work done on the Nürburgring and other testing grounds where it's designed to really outperform or certainly keep up with the top that you'll get from Ferrari and the like on a street track as much as it will on a racetrack, on a straight line or on a traditional oval track.
And the Corvette folks certainly have paid a lot of attention to the looks of this vehicle. It is stunning. It even looks better in person than it does in pictures. Got a little bit of Ferrari going on and some other touches mm-hmm. of a few other vehicles. But when you look inside the cockpit of the Corvette, two different sets of seats are available, and you can tell that the whole interior has been brought up about 100 notches.
Oh, absolutely. Bob, let me tell you a few little secrets about this car. For those who'd like to check this out a little bit further, we have a special story back from the brink, the inside story of the C7 Corvette that you can find on thedetroitbureau.com. It's easy enough to do a little search up top and you'll find it. But here are some of the tidbits that we touch on that. First of all, I don't know if you're aware of this, but that project stopped twice, almost for 2 years on and off because of GM's financial problems. It was finally resurrected after they emerged from bankruptcy. The second thing is that the vehicle you see here is not the original C7 that was approved by GM. The board actually went and approved a much less radical design. It was just an evolutionary design. And Tom Peters, who is the head of design, the exterior design on the program, said, no, I'm not happy with that. And he finally convinced Ed Welburn, the head of design, global design for GM, to give him another shot at it. He had to really come up with something unique, and he did. It took him a lot of work and a lot of convincing, but that's how you wound up with this car. And by the way, speaking of Ed Welburn, here's a little tidbit number three. As you mentioned, the old interior designs in Corvettes have never been particularly interesting. That's always been the weak point of the car. Well, Ed Welburn told me about 4 years ago, he gave me a little aside that he was personally overseeing the development of the interior on this. Now, he had his person on the ground, Helen Emsley, who I think you may have met, mm-hmm. who was the one actually doing the day-to-day work on it. But she had, as they say, a direct line, a solid line to report directly to Ed, and only a dotted line to Tom Peters and to Tadge Juchter, who oversaw the development of the entire vehicle as chief engineer, so that it was really the best interior that GM could come up with. And when people see it, they're going to be blown away. The display technology is quite remarkable. The small steering wheel, it's only, what I believe, 360 or 370 millimeters. It's almost a racetrack-sized steering wheel. All sorts of details in there that are just wonderful, wonderful interior design details that I think are just going to stun people who are used to having to put up with the interior of the Corvette to get the rest of the vehicle.
Very well said, Paul. The overall buzz, I would say, at this year's Detroit North American International Auto Show was quite positive. We saw more concepts of this year than we've seen in previous years. Is that due somewhat to the health of the automotive business in 2012, the fact that we sold a decent amount of vehicles, and also a number of vehicles, actually a number of automakers actually set records in 2012 sales-wise?
Yeah, absolutely. Matter of fact, it's hard not to find brands that didn't do extremely well last year. Now, obviously, we're still millions short of what the all-time record was, but Nissan, Porsche, Audi, all these brands delivered an amazing amount of sales last year, and the market for almost everybody was up. There are a couple makers that didn't do as well.
Hold that thought, Paul. We'll come back with more after these messages. Don't go away.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hey, guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-987-2192 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-987-2192. Again, that's 1-800-987-2192.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power cognitive supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me. We are live all across North America. My name is Bob Long, along with the man himself, Paul Eisenstein, one of my favorite automotive journalists in all the world, publisher of thedetroitbureau.com. And, Paul, before we go back to your thoughts about the Detroit Auto Show, remind everybody about all the free goodies that can be found at the Detroit Bureau.
Well, thank you, Bob. You can find out just about anything you need to know about the auto industry, whether you're into spy photos, you're into finding out how to sell or buy a car, or you just want to stay up on the latest news. The site is free at thedetroitbureau.com. We'll keep you up on it so you don't have to constantly be checking the site. Just simply sign up for one of our newsletters. We'll send you an update every time there's a story or just once a month, however you want it. And of course, we have RSS feeds and Twitter feeds as well, so it's all there and it's always free.
That's great. Let's talk about some of the other important vehicles making world or North American debuts in Detroit. Certainly, Mercedes surprised me. It's kind of unusual for an entire vehicle lineup to be unveiled at once. The Mercedes showed off their new E-Class, but not just the sedan. They rolled out the entire portfolio, including the E63 AMG, which will now feature all-wheel drive.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, Bob, before we wrap up, let's get back to, after we talk about this for a second, let's get back to the issue of all-wheel drive, but let's also get back to concept cars, which I sidestepped before the break. But let's start out by talking about Mercedes. It's an interesting move because usually most makers take the strategy of, we'll introduce one particular variant, maybe a sedan, maybe a coupe, maybe a convertible, and then we'll have another auto show, we'll roll out something else, and so on. And they usually save the high-performance model, like the E63 for the end. But Mercedes has been doing some unusual things, and I think one of the reasons they did that is they've got so much else to show. One of the more curious things is, Bob, the people who are at the auto show today and will be going there for another almost 2 weeks will not get the chance to see one of the vehicles that was the star of the press days or the media preview. I don't know if you had a chance to get over there and actually see the CLA last Sunday. There were so many previews that night that a lot of people didn't get there. But we got to see the first new member of the A-Class. It's a downsized version of the very popular CLS coupe-like sedan.
Yeah, I did not get a chance to see it, and you're absolutely right, Paul. This is a kind of a secret vehicle that was shown only to the press and a very important vehicle when it comes to future offerings from Mercedes.
Yeah, absolutely. It is the smallest vehicle that Mercedes has ever offered in the United States. Now, it's a little bit bigger than some of the A-Class models that they sell in Europe, but it's still smaller than the old so-called Baby Benz, the old C-Class, which actually is getting a little bit larger in its next generation. So this is going to be a very, very important vehicle. And I'll tell you what, Mercedes knew that it had to hit a home run if it's going to come in something that small. And they have just captured it with this CLA. They've really been able to pick up all the right design cues from the CLS and downsize them. And the other thing that's real significant about this, Bob, is that the classic approach has been the smaller the vehicle, the cheaper the price tag, and the less that they offer you. Well, the Mercedes CLA is not going to stay with that formula. It's a very lavishly equipped vehicle, one that has a very upmarket feel besides having a very small footprint.
It's going to be very interesting to see when that vehicle officially rolls out. When will the public get a chance to see that, Paul?
I'm not 100% certain. I expect we're going to be seeing that in one of the next couple of auto shows here in the United States. I'd be surprised if we don't see it in its production form by the New York Auto Show. Otherwise, they're going to have to wait here in the U.S. till November to show it to us at the L.A. show. And I'd be surprised if they wait that long. It's possible, but I'd be surprised.
Other important world debuts at the show, Lexus showed off their new IS, a thinly disguised concept vehicle from Infiniti called the Q50, is a look at the next generation G37 replacement and lots of other goodies. Paul, what were some of your personal favorites at the show, both production as well as concept-wise?
Well, I'll start with production. Obviously, the Corvette was very important. Certainly looking at the Silverado pickups were important. I think they got hit a little bit for not being quite as radical as some people had hoped. The E-Class is a stunning vehicle, as the CLA, as we mentioned a couple of minutes ago. On the concept side, there were some very interesting and in some cases controversial ones, Bob. Perhaps one of the most controversial was the Hyundai, which, as you know, they showed this vehicle, which is a thin, you know, it gives us a hint, as it were, for the next generation of the Genesis sedan. You have the Nissan Resonance, which will strongly influence the next generation of the Nissan Murano. We saw concepts from so many people. And you know, you asked me earlier before the break about concepts. Here's an interesting thing. You're right. We did see a ton of concepts at this show. What is different from the old days, they used to be fantasies in chrome. You know, you were lucky if you'd ever see an many of those concepts reappear. Even you know, just little bits and pieces of it might show up on a production vehicle. Where these days, more and more of your concepts will be back in the market, like the G50 or like the Acura MDX concept. They'll be back. And there won't be an awful lot of changes by the time they do return. There's only a few of the vehicles, like that Hyundai, that will really be dramatically different if they ever make it to production at all.
That's absolutely true, Paul. Certainly when you look at the Infiniti, the Q50, I don't think there are going to be that many changes when it comes to the production variant.
No, I was told that's about 95% of the production. A lot of times what the makers are doing, and if you look back last year, for example, at the Honda Accord, the concept versus production vehicle, and now at the MDX, a lot of times what makers will do, they'll flash a little more chrome. They'll often use the latest state-of-the-art headlamps. So you'll have even more LED on the concept vehicle than you will in the production vehicle. But more and more, what you see with the concept is likely to be what you're going to get in production. It's only a few of the real exotic vehicles that you won't see again. Hyundai, I don't know how much of that concept we're going to actually see. The HCD14, for those who aren't familiar with it, I don't know how much we're going to see, but we will see elements of that, particularly that coupe-like roofline, that will show up on the next generation Genesis. As you recall, Bob, this is a brand that has been really hammering home its design leadership in the last few years, sometimes almost a little too much. You know, they almost went over the top with the latest Sonata. They took a conservative approach on the luxury end, the Genesis and particularly the Equus. And I think right now they're so comfortable and confident that they can actually sell luxury cars that their next move will be to come up with luxury cars that really do push the envelope and really do have some serious design edginess, which they avoided on the Genesis before.
The North American Car and Truck of the Year awards went out to the Cadillac, the ATS, and the Ram from the Chrysler Group, and certainly both deserve it. Paul, I want to thank you so much for your brief time here today. We know you're traveling, so we won't impose on you any further, but we'll get you back hopefully next week if that works for you.
Good, Bob. It's good to be with you. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Safe travels out there in California. This is Auto World. Don't go away. I'm Bob Wine.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps boost testosterone levels within normal, healthy ranges. New and improved Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life. Now is the time to try Ageless Male, because it's available risk-free. Just call 1-800-291-3383. 1-800-291-3383. 1-800-291-3383.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us here on the broadcast. My name is Bob Long, and now we go to one of our regular contributors on the show. He's a field reporter, and he's also our go-to guy when it comes to mechanical issues, ASC-certified mechanic Mark Evans. Mark, how you doing?
Well, hi, Bob. Happy Super Bowl month to you and our listeners.
Super Bowl month. I like that. Very good.
Yeah, you got to be careful. You know, you got to spark the January cold months up, you know.
That's true. Let's talk a little bit about the auctions going on out there in Scottsdale, Arizona. I know you and I used to go to them quite often years ago. I haven't been now in a couple of years, but I can't believe the expansion. They have now, I believe, 7 different auctions going on over the span of a week or so. And down in Florida, the Mecum Auction Company actually has a big sale going on that's near Disney. And they're putting a huge number of vehicles up for sale over the course of 10 days. Have you caught any of the coverage on this Speed Channel?
Well, I have actually, Bob. I think both of us are sick because we're not in Arizona right now. We're warm.
That's true.
But I'm using email. Mecum sends me all the cars, you know, the online book, and so does Craig Jackson with Bear Jackson Company, and Russell and Steele sends me all theirs through the email, and then I click on the old computer and turn on the videos, you know, and watch it through the internet, and it's awesome. And it just makes me, you know, I sit there and just cry that I'm not there. And I have a friend that went down for the very, very first time. He's retired out of Idaho here, and that he just had to do this. Of course, call me, and one day actually Thursday, he called me from Barrett Jackson and actually rubbed it in how warm it was and all the awesome cars and all. But yeah, he was very excited, and all the cars, he was just amazed how big Barrett Jackson is. And then of course he's going to go down the street there to Russell Steele too, I guess, and look at their cars. And you know, like I said, Bob, you and I, we should be down there, huh?
We definitely should be down there, Mark. There's no question about it. Have you been checking out what I was talking with Paul Eisenstein a little bit earlier in this hour? The Detroit Auto Show, have you seen pictures of my next new car, ho, 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 the C7 Corvette, the Corvette Stingray for 2014? What a looker that is.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if you ordered one up yet.
I wish, you know. If all my dreams come true in the next year, maybe that's a possibility. But otherwise, it's going to be quite some time. But I would buy one in a heartbeat if I had the means and the credit to do so.
Yeah, definitely. I think they're awesome. Of course, I got some email on that, some videos. And then, hey, this morning, too, Bob, I saw Gene Jennings, our friend, was on Sunday morning on CBS. They interviewed her on the new Corvette.
Oh, no kidding. Boy, Gene is getting a lot of publicity. I actually had dinner with Gene this past Tuesday night in Detroit along with a bunch of other people. So she's got a great new website, which is called Gene Knows Cars, and it's a website basically a website designed and put together by women for women. So it's something new for Gene, and of course she is just an ultimate gearhead and just a really great person as well.
Yeah, she's been in the automotive industry a lot longer than we have, I believe, you know. She was talking to the CBS reporter about how, you know, just the day back in 1953 when the Corvette first came out, and of course they made fun of it because you couldn't drive it, couldn't steer it, didn't have suspension, all of that, compared to today's Corvette. I've got a buddy here that got two years ago model, which would be, what, 2011s, and he called me instantly when he saw it and says, you know, what the heck's going on with the Camaro taillights on the back of it?
a lot of people have made that observation as well, and certainly the chief designer of General Motors that's in charge of this particular project is also the guy in charge of the Camaro, so I thought that was interesting. But the Corvette people will defend it, saying they're more like the square taillights that we saw on the C4 generation Corvettes, like the ZR1, the ZR1, the original ones from the late 80s, early 90s, and also the last years of the C4 Corvettes from like 93 to 96. But I don't know. I think they look a lot like the Camaro.
Well, you know, Bob, I wouldn't care if they put heart-shaped taillights on the back. I'll take one.
Yeah, no, it's a beautiful car, and definitely Detroit was an interesting show this year. Mark, as usual, I was doing so many interviews, I didn't get to see a lot of the show, but as Paul and I were talking about, a lot of concept cars. The pickup truck wars are heating up. I mean, Ram took home not only Motor Trend's Truck of the Year, but also won the North American Truck of the Year Award at the North American International Auto Show in Detroit. And, of course, Chevrolet has introduced their all-new Silverado for 2014 and its sibling, the GMC Sierra. And Ford, being the leader with the F-150, they counterpunched with a concept truck called the Ford Atlas, which is reportedly kind of a glimpse at the next generation F-150. This is definitely an interesting thing to look at. The pickup truck wars are heating up.
Yeah, and it sounds kind of like there must not be any gas crunch. Gas prices must be good to go, huh?
Yes,
but,
that is
you
true.
You know, the thing about all this, every year, you know, they keep raising the bar, the car manufacturers, which I think, I know that all of us consumers, are winning, aren't we? I mean, we are getting the better and the better. It's getting the trucks, the cars, the vehicles are getting faster, better braking, better steering. All it's doing, though, Bob, for us technicians on the repair side is like, you know what? I got to go back to school again.
Oh, that is true.
So many things to dial in, and all the new voice activation and all that, and but it's getting they build them so good that the word breakdown is nothing like it used to be in the old days. I mean, cars and trucks and supercars and Corvettes, et cetera, just do not break down like they used to. A lot of us, the only breakdown word we get to see on these newer cars of 3 years ago are basically just the engine light being on. And we hear the consumer, you know, our customer saying that the brakes are squealing, you know, but not like it used to be in the olden days. You know, hey, I've got green antifreeze leaking, pouring out. I've got smell. They're building them faster and better, and expect the new Corvette? What's the horsepower on it?
The estimated horsepower is going to be at least 450 horsepower, 450 pound-feet of torque. This is the base Corvette, too, Mark. Six-speed automatic or seven-speed manual with rev matching, which is a cool thing that blips the throttle as you're shifting gears manually. And it's got cylinder deactivation, so it will run on four cylinders when it's when you don't have your foot in the loud pedal, so to speak. And it's got direct injection, and it's got variable valve timing, and they're talking about 30 miles per gallon on the highway.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, that is.
It's just amazing. I'm real familiar with the turn on, turn off cylinders, as I call them, on these engines. I used to work on the Cadillac, you know, when they first came out with that back in the 1982 area there. And I believe the very first time I ever got my hands on one was in 1985, Cadillac Eldorado. And the customer, it was quite funny, actually, because, of course, that was the testing grounds back then for this, you know. And they have got it figured out now, and that's why it's on the Corvette. General Motors would never put something on the Vette that, you know, wasn't ironed out yet. But it was very interesting. The customer complained that, you know, hey, like you said, the loud pedal to the metal is all the way down, but I have no power, Mark.
Well, computing technology luckily has come a long way since those times. Mark Evans is our very special guest. When we come back, we'll take your calls. Don't go away. This is Ottawa.
On road again. I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the the lowest online prices guaranteed. But if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free. All for only $249. Visit AfterburnerStoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. AfterburnerStoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Our toll-free line from around North America is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Email Bob at BobLongRadio.com. We've got Mark Evans with us, which means if there's something wrong with your vehicle, now's the time to get in. 855-660-4261. If it's not running right, if it's not braking properly, if it's not starting right, if it's smelling funky, if it's not performing well, if you're getting a poor fuel economy, or if you've been told by your local mechanic it needs a lot of work and you doubt that diagnosis, we'd love to hear from you. We'll put you at the top of the list at 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking about the early days of these engines that could flip from 8-cylinders to other configurations, the Cadillac V8-6.4 engine from the early 1980s. And Mark, it was plagued by lots of problems. And when you stop and think about it, I mean, the computers that you can buy today are akin to what the government had back in not that long ago. I mean, the kind of power that we have now in laptops that cost $500 used to cost several hundred thousand dollars or $1 million. So that same computing technology has filtered down into the automotive world, and that's why you have the sophistication that you have today, the direct injection, the ability to change the valve timing on the run, the ability to shift from 8 cylinders to 4, from 6 cylinders to 3. It's that computing technology that's really been the tipping factor.
It's definitely changed the world, hasn't it, Bob? I mean, remember, you know, you and I, we and a lot of our listeners grew up without computers. Mm-hmm. And when they first came out, remember back in the day when we did get the computer, and then all of a sudden it got the internet on it. And remember the day when we all had AOL and we sat there and we waited. Hey, we thought it was great, though. You know, we got on the internet, but we sat there while it was buffering, and we're like, yeah, this is cool. When it finally comes up, we'll be happy.
Yeah, and, no, so you know, true.
And now today, I mean, 20 megs is not enough speed in our internet to, we click something on our screen, on our desktops, our laptops, our iPads, whatever, you know, pedal to the metal with our computers, and this, hey, how come, you know, why did it take a fraction of a second longer, you know? So, and that's the thing that's just amazing. You think about a car engine has pistons and connecting rods and push rods and rocker arms. These are words that are internal metal parts and aluminum parts, forged steel parts that are actually rotating. Now, how can we take an electrical device that's on the outside and tell that valve, like you just said, to stop working? You know, it's magical, isn't it? And it's all done with the computer and it's PROM chips, computer chips, that's inside a computer box, it's inside the car, and up underneath the dash, It's just amazing, you know, and we also have that for our brake system. So it's computer-operated to make mechanical parts work faster and more efficient, which causes, you know, the parts to last longer because they don't have to work as hard. And the 8, 6, and 4, as the Cadillac used to have the little emblem on the side of the fender, you know, those, hey, I'm going to buy a Cadillac, people thought back in the day, and I'm going to be able to drive my Cadillac everywhere, you know, and do around-town trips and all that and get that 17, 18 miles to the gallon instead of the 6 and 7 and 8. And, you know, when it went, you know, boom, it didn't want to work, you know, they drove in and it's, you know, give everybody a good laugh here. Instead of plugging in an OBD2, you know, scan tool, we didn't have any of those. Back then it wasn't invented yet. On a Cadillac, we had to, in fact, I still have that code in my little black book. We went to the radio. And we actually had to poke in the radio buttons because it was electronic, first one of electronic radios. They actually made the radio part of the computer diagnostic. Mm. And we plug in a certain code, numbers, using the radio buttons to find out if the 8, 6, and 4 breakdown system was broke. And, you know, we had these codes. And it was... I mean, that was a nightmare for me and my techs back in the day because it was all new to us and it scared us. I mean, we were so green behind the ears, we had no clue where we were going. And I knew that the only way an independent repair shop like myself would be able to stay up and on the cutting edge, up and over the manufacturer or the dealer in our town, would be to train our, you know, our people, myself, to learn. It, you know, like the new Corvette, what is under the hood? We've got to know what's going on. Mm-hmm. Because if we know what's going on, just like the dealer does, we can help the people that buy them and maybe save them a buck because we're not as much money per hour as the dealer would be. But, you know, again, it gets back to the product is so good that it lasts way beyond its warranty. But way past that warranty, eventually, those parts do fail and they do, you know, the consumer, the people who buy them, say, uh-oh, what's wrong? Why is it doing what it's doing? And that's, we're the lucky guys out here in the independent repair field to say, oh, okay, we don't know how to do that. Sorry. Well, you know, you're just throwing business right out the window. So, and the best part of being the independent repair shop is, Bob, when those cars finally, that new Corvette here, I don't know what year it'll finally, you know, wear those parts out and need some help, but it's just a blast to see that roll in and say, hey, I get to finally test drive one of these. It might not be until, you know, 8 to 10 years later, but we finally get to get in the cockpit and drive one. And you know, and then the specialty prices come out. And it's so, man, isn't it hard not to want to buy one later in our life when the car's, the resale value comes down a little bit, when we maybe can afford it?
Oh, it's so true. There are so many wonderful new cars that have been introduced over the last couple of years that are going to make absolutely amazing used vehicles. I'm getting excited just thinking about it. I mean, there are some world-beating cars, some incredible performance vehicles, great-looking cars, and if you can hold out 3 or 4 or 5 years and let that depreciation take its toll on the vehicle, you can pick up some of these $80,000 and $90,000 and $100,000 cars for a fraction of their original price. Let somebody else take that big depreciation hit. Our telephone number.
Yeah, and then
go ahead,
remember
Mark.
Back. I would kill to find an AMC Pacer right now because they're a collector's item.
You probably could find an AMC Pacer, and you're right. I know the folks at Hagerty Insurance there did a survey recently about collectible cars from the 1970s, and a lot of that AMC stuff that was, you know, kind of maligned to say the least because of the styling on them were a little bit funky to say the least, but the Pacer, the Matador, and the Gremlin, who would believe it?
Yeah.
But and today they're all collectibles.
You bet. That Gremlin, the green Gremlin, you bet. Oh, that would be just awesome. And the neat thing about it, you know, the cars are kind of like the stock market. They sell for an IPO price originally, and then eventually they have their time, like you say, they go down in price, and then they skyrocket. And that's what we see at Barrett Jackson and Meckham and Russell and Steele and all the car auctions today. And, you know, you see that 68 Plymouth Roadrunner, you know, selling for $80,000+. And oh, the Chevrolet Vega. Remember the days of Luma? I worked on those back in the day. I remember when John Force, one of his first cars was a Chevy Vega. And the aluminum blocks that always would overheat and crack, you know. And yeah. And today, I would definitely like to have the Chevy Vega in my barn, to tell you the truth.
Oh, that's great, Mark. And, of course, just to remind folks who may not have heard some of your appearances with us before, you still own a number of your cars from your youth, including a mighty muscle car with a 440 under the hood, I believe. Tell us about that vehicle.
Yeah, I still have it. It's a 65 Dodge Coronet, a little two-door hardtop, no post, of course, and it's in nice shape. I bought it, when I was 13, and my dad had to drive it home, and I still have it. Amy and I have actually taken it out. We got some car hop places in Boise here, and they have the live bands, and, you know, it's just a wow factor, Bob, to be able to get in that puppy. I keep it up, of course. Getting that thing and rattle the windows when I start it up, because I've got straight glass packs that I hollowed out underneath it.
Wow.
Because, that's the music to my ears. When I hear that motor working and I hear that rumble band and I pull up and everybody's looking, yeah, I guess I like that, I think. And you say, you know, when you I can hear the cylinders, every bit of the cylinders, if they're running right or wrong, because there's, you know, like I hollowed out the glass pack.
That's great. So, well, as usual, Mark.
Awesome car.
Thank you so much for your brief appearance here today, and we'll get you back on real soon, and have yourself a great rest of your day there in the great state of Idaho.
Happy motoring, everybody.
Thank you, Mark Evans. That will do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.